NVIDIA is betting $4 billion on a technology that promises to cut network power consumption in AI data centers by up to 70%. At the same time, MIT has developed a tiny chip that could make the bulky spinning sensors on autonomous cars a thing of the past. For Western companies, these aren't future trends. They are immediate strategic shifts. What do you need to do now? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that drives global business. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking two fundamental shifts. First, the plumbing of the internet's most powerful AI data centers is being completely reinvented. The industry is moving beyond plug-in modules to optics that are packaged directly with the computer chips. It's a race for efficiency, and the investments are staggering.
That's right. And second, we'll look at a breakthrough in solid-state LiDAR. Researchers have cracked a key problem in creating tiny, durable, and low-cost 3D sensors, which could accelerate everything from autonomous vehicles to industrial automation.
Let's start with the data center. Troy, we're hearing a lot of new acronyms, CPO, NPO, LPO. What is this technology, and why is it suddenly so critical?
These all refer to new ways of designing optical interconnects, the technology that uses light to move data between chips. For years, we've used pluggable optical modules, like small cartridges you insert into a switch. But AI workloads at speeds of 1.6 terabits per second are pushing them to their limits in terms of power consumption and signal integrity.
So we're hitting a wall.
Exactly. The solution is to move the optics closer to the main computing chip, or ASIC. Near-packaged optics, or NPO, puts the optical engine on the same circuit board. But the real game-changer is co-packaged optics, or CPO, which integrates the optics and a computing chip into the same physical package.
And why does that matter globally right now?
Because the AI arms race is now an interconnect race. NVIDIA just committed $4 billion in equity stakes into CPO component suppliers Coherent and Lumentum. Their upcoming Rubin Ultra architecture, unveiled at GTC 2026, relies on CPO for its gigawatt-scale AI systems. This isn't R&D anymore. A Bernstein report expects small-scale CPO deployments in late 2026 with large-scale adoption for inter-rack connections by 2028. This technology is essential for building the next generation of AI supercomputers.
Let's make this concrete. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
For high-tech manufacturers, this is a massive opportunity and a threat. Companies that make semiconductor manufacturing equipment, advanced packaging systems, and silicon photonics components are in a prime position. Think TSMC with its COUPE 3D packaging. However, manufacturers focused solely on traditional pluggable modules or copper-based components face a significant disruption. They must pivot to support these highly integrated, wafer-level optical systems or risk being designed out of the ecosystem. European leaders in photonics and precision manufacturing have a window to capture a critical role here.
And for the trading companies and distributors who move these components around the world?
Their business model is about to change. Sourcing is shifting from buying finished pluggable modules to procuring a complex set of components that get integrated by the chip makers themselves. Partnerships will become key. They need to work directly with companies like NVIDIA, Intel, and switch makers. Market timing is critical. The Bernstein report suggests NPO is the bridge technology for the next 2 years, but CPO is the long-term destination. Distributors need to manage inventory for this transition period very carefully.
So, what's the one actionable insight for an executive listening right now?
Reevaluate your company's thermal management strategy immediately. CPO packs more power into a smaller space, making traditional air cooling insufficient. The future is liquid cooling. Companies like Lightmatter are already shipping liquid-cooled optical network cards that can quadruple rack density. If you're not planning for liquid cooling, you're not planning for the future of AI infrastructure.
Okay, let's shift from the data center to the world around us. We're talking about LiDAR, the laser-based sensors that are the eyes for most autonomous vehicles. Troy, they're typically bulky and expensive. What's the new development here?
Researchers at MIT have engineered a breakthrough in solid-state LiDAR using optical phased arrays, or OPAs, on a silicon photonics chip. A major challenge with OPAs has always been optical crosstalk, where light from one emitter interferes with its neighbor, creating noise and limiting the field of view. The MIT design uses novel microscopic curve structures that efficiently beam light out while minimizing this crosstalk.
So, in simple terms, they figured out how to make a better, cleaner beam without any moving parts?
Precisely. This allows for a LiDAR sensor that is dramatically smaller, completely solid state, meaning it's resistant to vibration and shock, and can be manufactured at scale using standard silicon chip processes. This is the key to moving LiDAR from a niche, high-cost sensor to a ubiquitous, low-cost component.
Why is this a big deal this week?
Because it moves the technology from the lab toward commercial reality. Companies like Voyant Photonics just accelerated commercialization of their chip-scale 4D LiDAR solutions in April 2026, targeting robotics and industrial automation. The MIT breakthrough validates the core physics and provides a path to even better performance. The market for solid-state LiDAR is now projected for significant growth by 2035.
How does this affect U.S. and European manufacturers, particularly in automotive and industrial sectors?
This is a direct transformative opportunity. For automotive Tier 1 suppliers in Germany, France, and the U.S., this means they can integrate high-performance 3D sensing into vehicles at a much lower cost and in a smaller form factor. For industrial automation manufacturers, it enables a new generation of smart robots and factory logistics systems that can navigate complex environments with high precision. Conversely, manufacturers of traditional mechanical LiDAR systems are now on borrowed time.
What should Western trading companies and distributors know about this shift?
The product they are sourcing is fundamentally changing. They're moving from distributing a complex box-level mechanical device to a semiconductor chip. This means the supply chain shifts from specialized optics houses to silicon photonics foundries. The customer base will also explode. Instead of just high-end automotive R&D, they'll be selling to anyone making drones, consumer robotics, or even augmented reality hardware.
So what is the key action for executives in these industries?
If you are in any industry that relies on 3D spatial awareness, automotive, logistics, robotics, agriculture, you need to start a formal evaluation and qualification program for these new solid-state LiDAR chips immediately. The performance and cost curves are about to shift dramatically. Securing a supply chain partnership now for these next-generation sensors will provide a significant competitive advantage in products launching 2 to 3 years from now.
Troy, an incredible amount of information this week. Let's boil it down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, the great rewiring of AI is happening now, and integration is inevitable. The move from pluggable modules to co-packaged optics is non-negotiable to meet the power and bandwidth demands of AI. U.S. and European tech firms must align their roadmaps with this shift. The timeline is clear. NPO and LPO are the bridge for the next 2 years, but CPO will dominate by 2028.
And the second point?
Thermal management is the new competitive battleground. As CPO concentrates heat, liquid cooling becomes a baseline requirement, not a luxury. We saw this with Lightmatter's new liquid-cooled optical NIC. Any company building AI hardware must have a robust liquid cooling strategy, or they will be unable to compete on density and performance.
And finally, on the LiDAR front?
Sensing is becoming semiconductor-based and ubiquitous. The MIT breakthrough in solid-state LiDAR means high-performance 3D vision will soon be cheap, small, and durable enough for mass-market cars, drones, and factory robots. This collapses the barrier to entry and will unleash a wave of automation.
So the action is clear. Reevaluate your supply chain for optical components, invest in liquid cooling, and start qualifying solid-state sensors now. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The pace of change is accelerating, and staying ahead of these developments is critical to your competitive advantage. Troy, thank you for the analysis.
My pleasure.
Be sure to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an update. Join us next week for another deep dive into the technology shaping our industries. Thank you for listening.